Blog Talk Radio.
Football novelist, welcome to season 1, episode 17 edition of Inside Fantasy Football Podcast with your host. I am the guru. And this week we're going to look at week 8 waiver wire gold and trades that has happened that could affect fantasy football. Well, there have been some trades out there. We're going to look at a couple that's going to may infect fantasy football here as we go. But I know I'm coming up on a different day than usual. But we just had the Thursday night game that's going on as of right now. And then going into the fourth quarter, it's Houston 28, Miami 20. So I think Miami's going to lose this one. The battle of 3-4 teams. Miami's going 3-5, and Houston's going 4-4. I lost my quick math there, folks. We're going to jump into trades real quick before we jump into injury news as well. Really, the biggest trade of them all was Amari Cooper being traded to the Dallas Cowboys for a 2019 first-round pick. With this move, the Cowboys get their number one perimeter wide receiver that they have been missing for a while, and the Raiders now have 3 first-round picks. Their own, Dallas's, and then Chicago's for the trade for Khalil Mack. While Cooper is only 24-year-old, he has already had a pair of 2,000-yard seasons since being drafted the fourth in the 2015 draft. But since then, he has struggled with injuries and ineffectiveness. And just last season, limited to 48 catches and 680 yards and 7 touchdowns in 14 games. And right now, through 6 games in that abysmal Oakland offense, he just sent it 22 for 280 and 1 touchdown. With only being a 13% of the share in Oakland. Well, in Dallas, he'll work opposite of Michael Gallup with Cole Beasley handling the slot duties, and he shouldn't have no trouble pushing the 20% target share. But Dallas is a run-first team with Zeke when Zeke is healthy. Their offense is abysmal, 26th ranked in the league. Yeah, as of right now, I just rank Cooper as a flex option. Because really, trades for wide receivers during the middle of the season do not usually work out. The best I do recommend for Cooper is a flex option depending on the matchup. Now, with him coming in, that's going to take away snaps from Tavon Austin, their Swiss Army knife, I guess you'd call him, and Cole Beasley in the slot. So it's going to hurt their fantasy value. Another trade that has happened is the one, and this is only really if you are in IDPs, is the New Orleans Saints traded Eli Apple to the New Orleans Saints for a 2019 fourth round pick and a 2020 seventh round pick. Big, like I said, that's only relevant if you are in IDPs and you're looking for a filler. During your bye week, and Eli Apple's a good plug and play. He struggled in New York. He had a good rookie season and then has sort of struggled since then. And that's really, as of right now, before the trade deadline, that's really the trades that affect you most. There have been some offensive lineman trades, defensive line trades, but nothing of real major interest right now. Let's look at the injury report real quick. The biggest one off of October 26th, Marshawn Lynch going on injured reserve. Then also in IDP, Doug Middleton of the Jets on IR. Another New York Jets, Bilal Powell, going on IR with a neck injury. Looking over it real quick and make one that might affect the Atlanta's offense is one of their mainstays on their offensive line, Brandon Fusco, is went on IR. I don't know how that's going to affect their offensive line. They put up a lot of points. Maybe they have a plug and play to go in his place. You have, and also injury news, there's not much really that's being reported on the injury of LeSean McCoy. He did injure, get injured for a concussion, or excuse me, I misread that, looking ahead. He has not cleared propulsion, concussion protocol as of right now. But if he does not play, Chris Ivory is a good plug and play because they are going up against, excuse me, the Patriots in this game. Well, we already know Miami Dolphins, Albert Wilson, Kenny Stills, Ryan Tannehill was ruled out. So Brock Tober continue. Rob Gronkowski was not at Wednesday's practice with a back injury. He might not play. He might play. We won't know. So if you have Ron Gronkowski, I'll be honest, even though Gronk has not smashed since week one, with him playing the Monday night game, you have another viable option at tight end that consistently give you points. Starting this week, put Gronk on your bench to be on the safe side. Sony Michel is still week to week, so we'll have to wait and see again. Going through here, really wasn't much. John Ross and Vontaze Burfict missed practice Wednesday and Thursday. John Ross hamstring, Burfict hip. It looks like he's going to be out. Rashad Higgins has missed the third game since strained knee ligaments, and he will probably be out again this week. Excuse me. Even though the game is already going on, QT is not playing, hamstring injury. Colts kicker Adam Vinatieri is not practicing. It's an open monitor. The Jaguars, Leonard Fournette's still out. They probably out past his bye week. Denver Broncos looks like Royce Freeman may or not play listed day to day. Melvin Gordon for the Los Angeles Raiders will probably, and defensive end Joey Bosa would probably return to practice after the bye week. Gordon's issue is dealing with a hamstring issue, and Bosa has not played this year due to a bruised left foot suffered during training camp, and he re-aggravated it in the lead up to the Chargers season opener. So it looks like both of them may be back after a bye week. They are on bye. So hopefully they do. Alex Ogletree for the New York Jets dealing with a hamstring injury. Darren Sproles held out practice Wednesday, and which he might not play this week with since he's got the injury. The rest of one more week, bye week's coming up for Philly, put him on the bench. Carson Wentz is back at practice. He was limited Wednesday and but practiced fully on Thursday. He's good to go. Chris Thompson should be available this coming Sunday, along with Paul Richardson in deep leagues. Cleo Mack is being rested most of this week. Probably will just be walkthroughs, even though he looked bad hobble on the ankle in last week's game. Minnesota Vikings' Dalvin Cook is expected to miss Sunday's game with the Saints. According to multiple lead sources, they're expecting to shut Cook down until after their bye week and come back to week 11 versus Chicago, which is smart. They rushed him back in that game against the Chargers, and you saw he only played the first series or something like that. And then hamstring issues is not something to joke with. Go ahead, when you first get it, shut them down for 3 to 4 weeks, let it heal up, and put them up. Then put them back out there. Really, that's really the most injuries this week. Josh Rosen said, which he injured his big toe, he's good to go. Cooper Kupp is doubtful to play this Sunday against the Green Bay Packers. He's still suffering, recovering from a knee sprain. If you're not, excuse me, IDP, KJ Wright is expected to make his season debut against Detroit this week, along with Ed Dixon at tight end. That looks like the biggest injury concerns right now. We're going to take a quick break, and then we're going to get into our waiver wire goals at all positions and IDPs. We'll be back after this quick break. We are back, folks, from a quick break. Now, this is one that still gets me, that in over 50% of the Yahoo leagues, Baker Mayfield is still available. Although this past Sunday, he did not have the greatest stat line, he still threw for over 200 yards and 2 touchdowns. Even without Carlos Hyde, who has been traded to Jacksonville. I forgot to mention that. Carlos Hyde was traded to Jacksonville. It looks like Jacksonville is going to shut down Leonard Fournette till after the bye week, which is smart. But Baker Mayfield does have some solid options in the passing game. And with 4 teams on bye next week, he'll continue to be a good streaming option once again and for the next 3 weeks going forward. His schedule next 3 weeks, Steelers, Chiefs, Falcons. We know that the Chiefs and Falcons defense cannot stop nobody. Except for Andy Dalton, who is 0-4 the century on primetime games. Running backs, good pickup. He's available in 48% of the Yahoo League. Marlon Mack, Indianapolis Colts. This is 2 weeks straight that Mack has looked amazing after coming back from hamstring injury. He rushed 19 times for 126 yards and a touchdown on Sunday and added 2 catches for 33 yards against the Buffalo Bills. He is clearly the Colts lead back and will continue to get the volume to make him a strong fantasy start in the flex, especially in week 8 visiting Oakland. Mack should be your top waiver add this week. Like I said, his next 3 games, well, next 3 weeks, he's got the Raiders this week, a bye, and then the Jaguars. Chris Ivory, Buffalo Bills, as stated before, he filled in when McCoy left with the concussion. 19 touches for 106 yards, although the Bills' offense is not very good. Ivory is really the best player to own since Shady may be out, has not cleared concussion protocol, and he is available in 90% of the Yahoo League. Raheem Mostert, 90% of the Yahoo leagues. I'll be honest, with Burita's up and down with the injury, Alfred Morris injury. He came this past Sunday, touched about 11 times, but turned into 78 total yards, including that 8.4 YPC yards per catch. Right now, he seems to be the best option at running back and is a must add, especially with the nice matchup coming against Arizona this week in week 8. He's got, listen to this, the Cardinals, the Raiders, and the Giants next 3 matchups. We're going to jump to wide receiver. Cole Beasley, Dallas. Right now, he is the number one for the Cardinals. He's available in 70%. Even with Amari Cooper, Cooper's got to learn the playbook. So continue Beasley to get the catches till Cooper gets caught up. They are on a bye this week. So by the time the bye and the Titans and Eagles games are over, Cooper will probably be the quintessential number one, if you want to call him that, in Dallas' defense. So after the bye this week for Dallas, look, you're going to match up against Dallas. Pick up Cole Beasley. He's available in 10% of the Yahoo League. Terrell Williams, Los Angeles Chargers, with Cup being out. Excuse me, that's the Rams. I apologize. I'm my mind's going 1,000 miles a minute. Williams had another solid outing in London, going for over 100 yards receiving for the second straight week on four targets and scored his third touchdown in the last two games. He's become a favorite target of Rivers and continue to get the volume when the Chargers come out of their bye week in week 9. They got Titans, bye, and then Seahawks. Christian Kirk, Arizona. Kirk has had at least 50 yards on three receptions in the last 3 weeks with Rosen as quarterback. He has been a favorite target of Rosen and has almost 400 yards receiving in 7 weeks. The Cardinals faced the 49ers, who were just torched by the Rams for 39 points on Sunday. And the last time the two teams meet, Kirk had over 80 yards receiving and scored his first touchdown. Now, the 49ers have had some injuries in the secondary, and I don't think there's no one to cover him. He's available in 74% of Yahoo leagues. Tight ends, really the best one to pick up right now on waiver wires. He's the number one pickup, and he's available in 100% of the league. He is Chris Herndon, New York Jets. He has touchdowns in back-to-back weeks, seems to be playing a role in the Jets' offense. In the last 2 weeks alone, folks, he has had 6 receptions for 98 yards, 2 touchdowns on 9 targets. With the tight end position being pretty weak this year, he is worth the add if you're looking for a tight end. Next 3 weeks, Bears, Dolphins, Bills. Good matchups. Looking right now, we're going to look at the kickers for this week. Greg Zuerlein, Dan Bailey, Justin Tucker, Greg Zuerlein's going against the Packers. We know how the Rams offense scores. Dan Bailey's going up against the Saints. Probably going to be another track meet right here. Justin Tucker, Ravens against the Panthers. Ravens defense is atrocious this year. That's all I can say. So he may get some field goals. Plus he's going up against the Carolina defense, a shaky secondary. I'm sorry. Panthers is my team. But the past two games, the Eagles and the Giants, defense has looked real shaky. The past three games. Mason Crosby, that just proved that Crosby was a fluke. Last week he came back and scored many points. Steven Gostkowski against the Bills, enough said. They're going against the Bills. It's going to be another points matchup. Defenses to look at, if you don't have one of the top defenses to pick up, what in the world? Holy cow. But defense streamers this week, definitely my computer just froze right there, folks. I do apologize. Now, you do have the Chargers defense owned by Dallas, is owned by, and the Titans and Atlanta. But Houston defense, you pick them up. Great job, New England. New England is one I'd stop streaming them, and you could carry them rest of the year. Chicago Bears defense is looking great. Washington Redskins, look at the matchups when you're streaming defense. I stream defenses every week, I'll be honest with you. I stream kickers and defenses every week. I look at the matchup and what's out there on the waiver wire. Now, if I was to get somebody was to drop a good defense up there, one of the top, in my opinion, like Chicago, I would definitely pick them up in a heartbeat. But watch the matchup. If you're going to do streaming like I do, watch the matchup and watch how they are playing, who they're playing. Look at their past matchups And just stream them on, stream them on. Oh, we got an update from the Thursday night game. Houston is now up 42-23 over Miami with 7:34 left in the fourth quarter. Let's look at IDPs, individual defensive players. This week, good ads, looking at, we're going to start with defensive lineman. And I've already mentioned his name. He is, Joey Bosa, looking like he is going to be coming back after the bye week this week. Good one to grab on your bench and stash him. Good one to stash on your bench. The reports indicate that he expects to return in week 9. However, if you can afford to stash him on your bench and have him ready to go, be perfect for the stretch run to get into the playoffs and maybe win another championship. Cameron Wake, Miami. Jordan Reed, Seattle. He was on bye last week and was dropped in a lot of leagues. He's a former second-round pick, and he has developed into a legitimate threat on the interior. Has 4 sacks over the last 4 games before the bye. Linebackers, I forgot to mention one injury. If you're in an IDP, your league has IDPs, and you had Kwon Alexander, Tampa Bay, Adarius Taylor is filling in for him, and he has a good chance at being a great midseason fantasy contributor. In the last game this past week, he had a 5-2-1 stat line. T.J. Watt, if he is not on your league, key now take heed. He is a good boomer bust. I'd go with him. Now, if you have not picked up Todd Davis out of Denver, shame on you. Shame on you. He is an unsung. Everybody's going for the big names of Von Miller, Bradley Chubb, and Brandon Marshall. Todd Davis is a good one to pick up. Defensive backs, Mike Mitchell and Demarius Randall. Mike Mitchell out of Indy. He's filling in for that depleted injury-prone secondary in Indianapolis, and he keeps getting better and better each week. Demarius Randall has been... wow. 11 solo tackles this past game. Another one to stash on your bench, Vaquero, Tennessee. He is playing he is coming back from an injury. He did play in New Orleans, and everybody knows how he played in New Orleans. He had a bad year last year. He was injured. And he could have played last week, but they're keeping him out to make sure he's fully recovered. Sneaky time to pick him up and throw him on your roster, as he'll be much harder to grab in week 9. One last one with the injuries in New York Jets. Pick up Darrell Roberts at secondary. Is a little bit shaky. So, good luck, everyone, this week on your team. Make wise decision with the fantasy pickups. Remember, you do not win your fantasy league at the draft. You win it during the waiver wires. The draft just builds a foundation for you to take off. If you can, if your trade deadline has not happened yet, make some trades. Build your roster. But we will talk to you next week, folks. Have a good one. Guru signing off.